KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, 16 degrees, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 44. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. 10 small Iowa communities, including Messina and Adel, are being named to take part in what's called Iowa's Living Roadways Community Visioning Program in 2017. Sandra Oberbreckling, spokeswoman for the Community and Economic Development Department at Iowa State University, explains the purpose of the program, which targets Iowa towns with populations of under 10,000.
We help them develop ideas and set priorities for transportation enhancement planning, and that can include trails, streetscapes. A lot of communities have done entrance signs.
The communities will get help from the pros on making their downtowns prettier and more practical, both for visitors and locals.
Say, putting in the bump outs on the ends of the curbs and crosswalks and maybe some vegetation. A lot of small towns, their main street used to be a highway, and sometimes it still is, and so it's usually just this large expanse of cement, and so they like to make it a little more pedestrian-friendly.
Oberbreckling says both ISU and Trees Forever play important roles with the visioning process for each of the 10 communities, which include Adel, Clarion, Granger, Green, Humboldt, Lester, Messina, Morning Sun, Scranton, and Verina. The results of the program will be released next November. The Creston Police Department says a Creston resident reported early this morning that someone had stolen his ATV sometime between Tuesday and 1 a.m. today. The yellow 2000 Bombardier DS650, taken from the residence in the 500 block of North Walnut Street in Creston, was valued at $5,000. Authorities said also 28-year-old Christopher Fannin of Creston was arrested Wednesday at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for the charge of driving while license denied or revoked. Fannin was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Oakland man wanted on a warrant for 3 counts of third-degree sexual assault turned himself into authorities Tuesday evening. 20-year-old Jaron Lee Baker was arrested and booked into the Pott County Jail, where his bond was set at $30,000. Atikas County woman was arrested Tuesday afternoon for domestic abuse, simple assault following an altercation whereby she allegedly assaulted her sister and parents. 24-year-old Michelle Lynn Eden of rural Griswold was taken into custody following the incident that happened around 3 p.m. Tuesday. Police in Council Bluffs said this morning that over the last few days, Council Bluffs Police Department had received several reports of multiple windows being damaged on vehicles and homes. Authorities say it appears a BB or pellet gun is being used to cause the damage. If you have any information about the incident, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. On our news page at KJAN.com, under this same story, there's the list of locations and damage that were done to the properties. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports officers responded Tuesday evening to a complaint of a white male in a white van driving by the area of the Clarinda Lead Recreation Center, allegedly taking photographs of children playing outside the rec center. Officers located both the subject and the van, and upon further investigation, determined the man was an independent contractor performing renovation work at the Parkview Apartment Complex, which is located to the west of the Clarinda Lead Recreation Center and City of Clarinda Park. Officers learned that the 35-year-old man was listed on the state of Missouri's sex offender registry. They spoke with the subject, who cooperated with them and allowed inspection of devices capable of taking video or still photographs, and no pictures of children were located on any of those devices. The owners of Parkview Apartments were contacted and advised that a contractor is a registered sex offender in the state of Missouri, which the apartment complex owners were unaware of. The individual's name was not released as he was not charged with any crime. Authorities say Sioux City firefighters have rescued a woman and 3 children who were trapped by flames in their second-story home. The fire was reported a little after 7:10 p.m. Wednesday at the duplex across the street from Morningside College campus. Firefighters say flames in a stairwell kept the occupants from escaping the danger. The firefighters set up a ladder against a balcony, and the 4 were helped to safety on the ground. There were no injuries reported. The cause of the blaze was under investigation. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the Iowa Court of Appeals says 3 members of the Harrison County Board of Supervisors must pay thousands of dollars in court costs and a fine for failure to hold meetings open to the public. The case centers on two November 2013 meetings the supervisors held after they'd been sued by local farmers who were upset that a failed levee hadn't been repaired. In the ruling Wednesday, the court says supervisors Robert Smith, Walter Utman, and Gaylord Pitt had no legal basis to close the meetings and therefore must be responsible for paying $200 in fines and attorney's fees amounting to about $25,000. Only Utman remains on the board. Pitt died in May, and Smith lost in the 2014 primary election. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday agreed to take under advisement during their budgetary process next month a request for funding to the Cass County Agricultural and Education Association and Fair Board. Cass County ISU Extension Director Kate Olson and others had spoken before the board during their meeting in November and requested level funding for Grounds Committee with an increase in, for the Fair Board and Extension. The Extension also asked for the option to look at the county's insurance program for their three full-time employees. Olson provided the board with more specifics on their request during their meeting Wednesday morning.
So I guess the two pieces of what we would like to propose from Extension today, the first would be the opportunity to join the county extension, the county insurance program, and offer that to our staff. We're proposing to do that at no cost to the county. We would just pay you monthly for the complete cost of that if we did that. So just the opportunity to discuss how that would work. And then the second piece of that, we're requesting just a $10,000 increase through the Grounds Committee budget to support our youth programming position. We've received $10,000 already through the Grounds Committee budget, and that's an amount that's been in place since 1978. Staff costs have gone up since 1978.
A portion of the $10,000 they currently receive are used for staff benefits. The additional $10,000, if approved, would offset the $27,000 annual cost to participate in the county's insurance plan. The extension director, youth coordinator, and office assistant positions currently are not covered by an insurance plan. Olson said their three office employees had been 100% county paid since 1978 directly through the County Extension Council. The latest full-time extension employee to be funded by the state was the former extension director, Steve Olson, in 2009. Mitch Clean, a member of the Fair Board, said their costs have gone up as well and that they, too, have not had an increase since 1978.
We get state funding through the Iowa Association of the Fairs. We get $10,000, we kind of like to match that. That's where we come up with that figure, just to kind of match both of them. It's hard to get out there and get all this, because we also don't want to take away from the sale of the animals for the kids. So we're trying to keep that all separate. And we know some people go to the sale and do it for the kids, and then some do it for us. So, and we're trying to keep it, and this fair is for the kids, it's not for the public. We just try to keep it going so we have entertainment at night for the kids and stuff like that. So.
Board Chair Gaylord Schelling said that he and Auditor Board Secretary Dale Sunderman will look into the county's ISAC insurance policy and compare information with other counties. In other business, the Cass County Supervisors approved the first of what is likely to be several amendments to the Amazing Energy Urban Renewal Area Plan by adding elite octane property to the area, and will giving the go-ahead for Snyder and Associates engineers to begin the engineering processes needed in advance of the elite octane Graywater Transmission and Buck Creek, Glacier, and Echo Road paving projects. The board tabled action on approving a professional services agreement with Snyder's until their meeting December 30th, when engineer Tim Tighe is expected to provide a better cost breakdown and analysis of the engineering costs for that project. And with winter weather just having gotten officially underway on, or actually the winter season underway on Wednesday, we're still a long way from the spring runoff season, but forecasters are trying to look ahead and give Iowa farmers a chance to plan. Doug Kluck, the Central Region Climate Service Director of the National Weather Service, says the first indications show runoff into the Missouri River Basin should not be an issue next spring.
If the forecasts hold true in terms of greater than normal precipitation and below normal temperatures in the upper basin, I would say this situation looks, if those come true, and those are only slight probabilities, by the way, pointing in that direction, I would say that the runoff season should be relatively good.
He notes that the upper basin is the far upper basin, meaning Montana and Wyoming. Kluck says mountain snowpack is currently behind normal.
As of right now, we're a little bit behind the curve in the upper portions of the Missouri and Platte River Basin. So it's really tough to say. We're not very far into the snow accumulation season, especially in the mountains. That can last into May, actually, in some places. So there's a lot of season to go at this point.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said the six main stem reservoirs of the Missouri River Basin are expected to have the full 16.3 million acre-feet of flood storage available by spring. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.